This is America in Space, a weekly news and information program on current events dealing with the space industry.
Welcome, and thanks for joining me today. I'm Dawn Meyer, Space Coast News Editor. On November 15th, the International Space Station Flight Control Team was notified of indications of a satellite breakup that may create sufficient debris to pose a threat to the space station. The debris, as it turned out, was generated by a destructive Russian anti-satellite test. Lester Holt and Andrea Mitchell of NBC summarized the incident.
Tonight, the State Department is calling a Russian missile test in space reckless and irresponsible. That missile targeted an old Russian satellite, producing debris that threatens Americans and others on board the International Space Station. Andrea Mitchell is here now. Andrea, how is the U.S. responding to this?
Lester, they're furious. Tonight, the Secretary of State and the NASA administrator both slamming Russia for what they call a reckless anti-satellite weapons test, saying it has spread a cloud of hundreds of thousands of pieces of space debris smaller than 3 inches and thousands of larger pieces that will remain in orbit and threaten satellites and space missions for years. Already, the astronauts and cosmonauts in the International Space Station have been ordered to shelter in their docking capsules when they spot debris. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson telling me tonight it is unconscionable and unbelievable that Russia has endangered its own cosmonauts. Secretary Blinken says the U.S. will now work with its allies on a response.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson released a statement about the situation, saying, "I'm outraged by this irresponsible and destabilizing action. With its long and storied history in human spaceflight, it is unthinkable that Russia would endanger not only the American and international partners on the ISS, but also their own cosmonauts." Nelson added that Russia's actions were reckless and dangerous, also imperiled those aboard China's space station. NASA will continue monitoring the debris in the coming days and beyond to ensure the safety of our crew in orbit. Ned Price delivered the U.S. State Department reaction to the anti-satellite test.
Earlier today, the Russian Federation recklessly conducted a destructive satellite test of a direct ascent anti-satellite missile against one of its own satellites. The test has so far generated over 1,500 pieces of trackable orbital debris and hundreds of thousands of pieces of smaller orbital debris that now threaten the interests of all nations. In addition, this test will significantly increase the risk to astronauts and cosmonauts on the International Space Station, as well as to other human spaceflight activities. Russia's dangerous and irresponsible behavior jeopardizes the long-term sustainability of outer space and clearly demonstrates that Russia's claims of opposing the weaponization of space are disingenuous and hypocritical. The United States will work with our allies and partners to respond.
Associate Professor Alice Gorman, a space archaeologist at Flinders University, describes the effect that the debris field will have on the space station.
Well, they were contacted by their flight controllers about 4 a.m. this morning, their time, and had to scramble to take refuge in the two crew vehicles that are currently docked at the space station. And the space station will be passing through this debris cloud approximately every 90 minutes, so that threat isn't going away quickly. Some of the debris will likely start to re-enter the atmosphere fairly soon. However, the satellite that was destroyed was literally in orbit just above the space station, and it will take quite a while for that debris to re-enter. Some earlier anti-satellite tests, the debris is still around after 15 years. So it's going to be a constant worry, I think, for crew aboard the ISS. So the fact that they're now in the middle of this debris cloud, which is more or less at the same orbital height that the station is orbiting, suggests that they're going to get alerts like this a lot more frequently over the next several years. And the international space community, I think, is in shock today. We have an emerging critical orbital debris situation that has the potential to stop us from using Earth orbit for services like Earth observation, weather prediction, telecommunications. The debris is also in the general kind of region of the orbit of the Starlink mega constellation and other mega constellations that are being launched. And it's so Russia knew exactly what it was doing with this test. But this is also an action which is demonstrating military force in space. And the weaponization of space, potential war in space in future, is also a big topic of discussion in the international space community. And one does have to question Russia's motives in performing this test right now, when the subject of the sustainable and peaceful use of space has never been more important.
Space junk continues to be an increasing problem for all spacefaring nations. Let's hope some solutions are developed soon. From Florida's Space Coast, I am Dawn Meyer for About Space Today.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to share our program with your family and friends and follow us on Facebook. Join us each week for news and information on America in Space.